track 9, and we're back to news stories again. Writer and lifelong Newtonian passes away at the age of 85. A prolific writer who was born and bred in Newton Abbot has passed away. Terry Tapp passed away at the age of 85 years old on Monday, April the 27th. Terry's writing journey began in his 30s when he joined a creative writing evening class at the Passmore Edwards Centre in Newton Abbot, where he sold his first short story. Encouraged, he continued writing despite early rejections. His persistence paid off, and he went on to publish numerous horror, science fiction and ghost stories, along with radio plays and television scripts for West Country Tales. A twist in the tale, often in the final line, became his trademark. He later became a creative writing tutor in Newton Abbot and served as a tutor organiser for the Workers' Educational Association. Terry was married to wife Joy for more than 50 years, selling produce in Newton Abbot Market. Terry is survived by his daughter and grandson.
Lido campaigners reassure pool supporters. Campaigners trying to save Tynmouth's popular Lido have urged supporters not to be disheartened after for sale signs went up at the pool. Commercial agents Bettsworth are marketing the landmark Lido for sale on behalf of Teignbridge Council, and bids have to be submitted by September. But Save the Lido campaigners have reassured supporters that the move is due diligence by the council. A spokesman said, "It needed to happen to give us the opportunity to submit our bid to run the Lido as a community asset. A lot of work is going on behind the scenes to ensure we have a very robust business plan to submit alongside our bid. This is certainly not the end for Tynmouth Lido, but the beginning of the legal framework required to give us the opportunity to acquire the asset." Bettsworths says the council has confirmed all expressions of interest received will be considered. Teignbridge Council's executive committee will review all expressions of interest in October.
Special Schools Musical Triumph. Youngsters at a Dawlish special school are celebrating after their summer production was a big hit. The students at Orchard Manor School came together to share a modern musical take on the story of Robin Hood. Sherwood the Musical, which was set in a Hunger Games-style landscape and told of the plight suffered by the people of District 10, formerly known as Sherwood, was a huge success, with audience members blown away by the performances of students ranging from 6 to 16 years of age. The production was a thought-provoking adaptation of the famous folk tale, which saw Robin and his friends facing homelessness when the ruthless President John King announces he is to cut down Sherwood Forest to begin fracking. Expressive arts teacher Flo Whitcomb said, "Topical themes, catchy songs, the odd dance routine and fantastic performances from each and every member of this cast of more than 60 pupils. What more could you ask for in a musical?" Flo said, "We are very grateful to the Ella Philp Memorial Fund, who kindly offer grants to local schools in order for them to raise the profile of musical theatre, something Ella was very passionate about. The fund is part of the Helen Foundation's work and was set up in memory of Ella, a former Dawlish College student who was studying civil engineering at Cardiff University when she died suddenly from a blood clot on her brain, aged 19, in 2022.
Poetry Group celebrates second anniversary. A Newton Abbot-based poetry group has recently celebrated 2 years since it formed. Lost the Plot Poetry meet monthly at the Twitch Club. An open, welcoming night of poems, stories and spoken word, the group's poetry evenings are for anyone and everyone who writes. The group have welcomed the likes of The O's, Robert Garnham and Professor of Whimsy, Flippant Remarks, as well as a string of first-time poets and performers. Hosted by Enna Michaels, performance poet and creative writing tutor, it's friendly, supportive and at times chaotic. The group met on May the 12th to celebrate the two-year milestone. The group meet again on Tuesday, June the 9th.
NHS South West exceeds its wait targets. Thousands more patients across the South West are waiting less time for treatment as the region has beaten a key NHS target after a major drive to cut waits and boost access to care. Since March 2025, the proportion of patients waiting 18 weeks or less has risen by 4.3 percentage points, driven by new community diagnostic centres, surgical hubs, wider use of robotic surgery, earlier specialist advice before referral, better use of theatre space and regular reviews of waiting lists. New figures show the South West saw 67.5% of patients waiting no more than 18 weeks by March 2026, up from 63% a year earlier. That means the region not only beat the national 65% target, but also ranked joint best in the country for planned care alongside the North East and Yorkshire. NHS England South West Regional Medical Director Dr. Trevor Smith said it's encouraging to see real momentum in how quickly people are starting treatment after referral. While we still have further to go to reach the 92% national standard, the progress made across the region is good news. Major initiatives such as our surgical hubs have helped us treat people more quickly. I want to thank all staff who've helped deliver faster care and better experiences for people across the South West. Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust has also beaten the 65% target, with 66.5% of patients waiting no more than 18 weeks in March 2026. The day case theatres, including ophthalmology at Torbay Hospital, are amongst the strongest performing surgical hubs in the South West. The South West is not only treating people sooner, but treating more people too. In 2025, more than 1 million people had operations in the region, almost a fifth more than in 2019.
Officers praised at awards ceremony. Two police officers from Tynmouth were among more than 50 award winners at a recent ceremony celebrating officers, staff and volunteers working in South Devon. Sergeant Abigail Bratcher and Police Constable Robbie Mangum from the Tynmouth Neighbourhood Team have received praise after supporting their colleagues throughout a particularly challenging shift with several competing significant incidents occurring. The pair were managing the scene of a vehicle collision when a further report was received involving a man with a knife. The pair risk assessed the incidents to ensure both had appropriate police attention. They moved towards the man who was making threats with a knife inside a petrol station shop. After a brief foot chase and challenge with a taser, they successfully detained and searched the man and seized the knife. The man was arrested with no harm caused to the public, the police officers, or the suspect himself. Joined by family, friends and colleagues, recipients from various departments were recognised by senior leaders for going above and beyond in their duties at a ceremony in Torquay. More than 50 award winners received commendations for various impressive examples of great bravery in dealing with scenarios such as dangerous situations and life-saving first aid. There were also examples of colleagues who were commended for showing ingenuity, such as acting on their own initiative to save thousands of hours of police time by implementing a new way of working or finding new ways to help in crime prevention tactics. South Devon Police Commander Chief Superintendent Roy Linden said, "It was a privilege to thank officers, staff and police volunteers for acting above and beyond to protect the public. From saving lives to delivering complex crime investigations, the awards were given to a range of people who come to work every day to serve others."